Welcome to our visitors, first-time visitors here at New Beginnings. Can we all say to them, welcome? Welcome. Want to welcome all of our brothers and sisters in Christ who are online this morning, not make it, but they are watching. Many on Monday and Tuesday will be watching this service all over the country. We get response from them. We get prayers from them. We get financial help from them. So we are a big part of reaching a lot of wonderful people. Amen? Amen? Amen. Thank you, Valerie. Thank you, Sister Elizabeth, this morning. Do me a favor and turn your Bibles to an old book in the Old Testament called 2 Chronicles. But actually, I don't even want you to go to 2 Chronicles. I want you to go to 1 Chronicles. I'm going to give you a moment because we're going to multitask real quick as you are connecting with 1 Chronicles. I just want to say this morning, there's quite a few announcements. Would you take heed to those announcements? So that way I don't have to keep repeating them. Again, if you need help from New Beginnings for Thanksgiving, we are wanting to help. You just see one of the staff in the back that you need some help with Thanksgiving, and we'll be more than glad to help. Can somebody say amen to that? Amen. That's an honor and a privilege to be able to help wonderful people during this time. Also, Deanna Aragon, can you give me that box, please? So moms and dads, grandparents, starting right after church. Thank you for the gift. You haven't given me a gift for my birthday yet. Thank you. I don't know why I get myself in trouble. Why do you do that, Bobby Aragon? Take responsibility for your behaviors and your actions. Moms, dads, grandparents, right after church, all the way until Christmas Eve, they're going to be having practice for children's play. So if you have children age of under 12 and under, somewhere around there, all the way down to if they're able to do that. So every Sunday right after church, moms, dads, grandparents, a good half hour, 40 minutes, somewhere around there, they'll practice. Next Sunday, somebody say next Sunday. So New Beginnings Children's Ministry had committed to help do outreach to other foreign countries of children that don't have the privilege that your children have. They've committed to fill up 25 of these boxes. So there is a list. I hope you've gotten it already. If you have not gotten it, as you walk out, you can get a list. Or maybe if you need one, raise your hand, and maybe one of the ushers can give you a list. If you don't have one, raise your hand real high. And so that way you can have that list all week. Somebody say all week. Until 2 o'clock, somebody is here in the office that you can drop off whatever however you're going to help with this. And that way 25 boxes will be next Sunday, and then it will be shipped with thousands and thousands of other ones all over the state of Colorado. So if you need one of those, please raise your hand. Do you guys have one? They don't have any? Okay, good, good, good. All right. Thank you so much. 1 Chronicles chapter 28. If you're there, say amen. Amen. Here you go, Sister Deanna. Oh, she don't like me calling her sister. Bobby, quit getting yourself in trouble. Man. Someday you'll learn. Our men's fellowship. Men, how blessed we are to have men that are stepping up and doing wonderful work. They have extended from once a month, second Saturday, to every other Tuesday men's study. Now they added. So now One Tuesday will be men's Bible study. The following Tuesday will be mentoring our men how to use the 12 steps for their recovery or for their lifestyle change. So every Tuesday, there's going to be something for the men here at New Beginnings. See, one of the brothers, that if you want more information, they'll be more than glad to assist you, like Joe or Phil or Fernando or others. I saw you somewhere up there. Gabriel. Yes, I was looking at you. So there's a bunch of wonderful brothers that can help you with that. Amen. Thank you for your giving. Thank you for your offering. Thank you for your prayers as the ushers come forward. As the ushers come forward, everybody has already got connected with 1 Chronicles chapter 28. If you have, say amen. Amen. And if that person next to you is still struggling, help them. Father God, I thank you for your word and your presence and your authority and what you're doing in our lives. You're doing with the children, what you're doing with the youth, you're doing with the women, doing with the men, doing with the couples, our singles, Lord God. Just continue to bless them and use them. And Lord, I thank you for all the outreaches that we're doing this year, or this month, I should say, from our community outreach and helping our community in any fashion and way. So, Lord, thank you for every giver in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Ushers, thank you so much this morning. I want to tell you how amazing you are, how amazing New Beginnings is. They've worked really hard to put themselves in the position to be amazing, to be productive, to be fruitful. New Beginnings has laid a good foundation that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen. We put ourselves in the position that never have we seen the righteous beg for bread. We believe that God has blessed us in every area of our lives. And the more we are blessed, the more we become givers. Amen. We continue to give and give and give and give. So there's a lot of need in the city of Puebla, a lot of it. You'd be shocked how many times our phone rings every day. I need help and I need help. And I understand there are those who truly need help, and there are those that are just they don't want to go work for it. We understand all the dynamics of that. But truly there are people who need our help. So with saying that, we have partnered with an agency, a nonprofit organization here in Pueblo. So if you know someone who needs extra help with clothing and food, et cetera, you can send them to New Beginnings now, and we will refer them to this agent because we've partnered with them, and that way we don't feel bad that we're turning 15, 20 people a week. Somehow we are redirecting them to make sure that they legit need help for the glory of God. Can you say amen to that? So again, all of your giving, all of your prayers is just, we are helping our single moms and our single dads, and we're helping our community, we're helping the church. But again, that's because, listen, you work so hard. You've worked so hard, and you're $5 short. Come on, somebody smile at me. I want to give that $5 to you because you worked really hard. We're not an agent. We're just an extension of how good God is to all of us. Amen? First Chronicles. I don't know why I want to keep going to Second Chronicles. You be careful. I'll end up there here in a few moments. First Chronicles, I want to start briefly reading something that will be a plus to all of us, where we are understanding that God is wanting us to make some real good decisions. Good decision. Decision making. For those who need a flyer, just raise your hand real quick so that way they're not just going on in circles for a moment. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Just raise your hand for a moment. I should have done this later, but that way you have it in front of you. Take it with you and come by throughout the week if you want to support and help the people out. Let's pray. Let's pray. That way we're focused and we are ready to receive the word of the Lord this morning. Thank you, God, for the worship. Thank you, God, for the offering today. Thank you, God, for your presence. Thank you for your word. We are asking in Jesus' name for more from you. That's going to require some changes in our lives. And God, as we go forward, you will teach us your word. You will teach us how powerful you are. And God, I thank you that you're asking us to develop some amazing decisions in our lives to be better and stronger in the kingdom of God. We pray this prayer in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. So what the Lord has done, and the feedback that I'm getting back from you, is that you have taken heed to the word of the Lord, the guidance of the Spirit of God for our lives. God is wanting us to develop stronger, effective standards that come from the Lord. We're using Matthew 5, 6, and 7 as our guide. I'm encouraging you to read those three chapters because you will see what's important to God, how integrity looks like, what the values of God look like, the conviction of God, the obedience of the Lord, what it looks like to submit to God, to surrender to God, to hear the voice of God for your life, that the plans that you have are from God. Can you say amen? Amen. I heard someone say that if you ever want to hear God laugh, if you ever want to hear God laugh, tell him your plans. So your plans and God's plans are not close. It's about the will of God, amen? Amen? It's how we empty ourselves to be filled with the Spirit of the Lord. The battle will always be over our bad habits versus the new standards. God is wanting us to build new standards that are from God. Conviction that is from the presence of the Lord. And so our planning must be under the unction of God. So my title this morning is Spirit-Filled Planning. God has a plan for you. And it's okay to say to God, God, what plan do you have for me? Is this your will, Lord? Is this your direction? Is this what you want me to do? And God loves you enough to guide you, to lead you, to help you. So I believe that 1 Chronicles chapter 28 will give us some insight, give us some guidance, help us understand development. Now remember, success. There's no secret to success. All we're doing is taking how to prepare, preparation, how to prepare, preparation, how to make sure that we work really hard. What you put in is what you get out. What you put in is what you get out. And knowing that our failures are for none, that our failures are there as a teacher that will teach us by experience. You have the experience, what it looks like when you do it your way. You have the experience, what it feels like to walk in fear and anxiety and depression and darkness. You have had an encounter with the devil in a way that no one else has encountered with him. Because you have that experience, you know that God has a plan for you. And what we're going to read next will help us connect with why our good decisions are essential. They are important. And that is why, as we encourage each other of understanding this, then we will know how precious this is. Follow me in the Word. I'm going to begin reading verse 1 and 2, just to give you some information. But I want to get to the place, if y'all look at me for one moment, about the work of the Holy Spirit. The more you encounter the work of the Holy Spirit in your life, the more you'll acknowledge, the more you will understand, the more you'll understand revelation, the more you'll understand guidance of God. The work of the Holy Spirit is so amazing and so powerful in your life. The more you declare the voice of God and you understand the voice of God, the more you get the purity of the voice of God, then and only then you will know what is fake around you. You're going to know what's not real around you. You're going to know that people have other reasons to be around you. And knowing that the work of the Holy Spirit is essential, the Holy Spirit wants to help you plan what it looks like to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ and give God all the glory. Valerie, you picked the right songs this morning. Giving God all of the glory. What does it look like when we're giving God all the glory? And why you should not even try to get into this glory. You have what you have because of the grace of God. You have what you have because He imparted that in your brain and your heart. You are wise because you know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus understands all the wonderful work that happens inside of you. So as I read these two verses, I want you to see that God wants to be in the middle of your life. God wants to be the center of your life. God wants to make sure that you are understanding which direction, which guidance, and why guidance is important for you. Let's begin to read. It speaks about David. God gave David instructions, a plan, how to build the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so we see that they assembled all together in Jerusalem, and all the leaders of Israel, officers, tribes, captains, division, served the king, the captains over thousands and captains over hundreds, and stewards of all the substance and the possessions of all the king and all of his sons, with the official, that even the strong men, the mighty men of valor. And then verse 2 said, and then the king, David, arose. He says, hear me, my brothers and my people. I have in my heart to build a house, the rest of the ark of the covenant of the Lord, for the footstool of our God, and made preparation to build. Look at me for a moment. Make preparation to build. God, listen, God, let me tell you what he's doing. He's ready put you in a place to prepare you what he's going to build in you from this day forward. Amen. What happened yesterday? Amen. What happened last year? Amen. What happened 10 years ago? Amen. What happened 15 years ago? Amen. Amen to all that. God is now wanting to do a new thing. He's going to put fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh faith in your soul. He's going to move you from your comfort because you've been blessed so well. You've been blessed beyond measure. Now it's time to stretch our faith because God has a plan for you. Amen?
Amen.
Let's keep reading. Then in verse 3, God said to me, "You're not going to build my house, David. I'm going to have your son build my house." Verse 4, "And the Lord God of Israel chose me above all the house of the father and the king over Israel. And he has chosen Judah to be ruler." Everybody look for a moment. Everybody say Judah. If you are wanting to submit and surrender your life to God, the first thing you're going to have to do is let the spirit of Judah lead you. Who is the spirit of Judah if it's not worship? Worship. The more you worship God, then you'll understand his plan. And he goes on to read in verse 5, "And all of my sons, the Lord has given me many sons. Solomon, God chose you to be on the throne." In verse 6, "And he said to me, your son Solomon shall build my house, my court, and I have chosen him, my son, and I will be his father." Let's keep reading. Verse 7, "I will establish a kingdom forever." Somebody say forever. Look at me for a moment. People always ask me about what God is doing all over the world. All I know that God does things forever. Listen to the instructions of the Word of God. Verse 7, he says, "I will establish the kingdom forever. Steadfast, observe my commandments, my judgment at this day. Therefore, in the sight of Israel, assemble the Lord and hearing our God, be careful to seek all the commandments of the Lord God has possessed in the land and leave the inheritance for your children forever." Your children's children. Listen, twofold that's going on. He's doing a new thing for you because he's getting you ready to help establish the next generation. This is not just about you. This is about your children, and not only about your children, but their children. And when you establish that, which is forever, then you understand what God is doing in your life. Let's keep reading. I want to get to the key verse to have a clear understanding. Verse 9, "As for you, my son Solomon, know God the Father, serve him with loyal heart, willing mind. Lord searches all the heart, understands the intent of the thought. If you seek him, you'll be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever and ever. Consider now, O Lord, has chosen you to build the house of the sanctuary. Be strong and do it." And David gave his son Solomon the plans. See that? He gave him the plans. God has a plan for you. Verse 12 is the first verse that I want you to leave with, because you're going to leave with two verses today to help you understand that our spirit-filled planning has to be in the spirit instead of in the natural. Verse 12, it says so clearly, "The plans of all that he had by the Spirit." Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Your plans have to be in the Spirit. Get that. I love that. And then the rest of the verses, he explains what the plan and the detail looks like. I'll leave you with this last verse, verse 19. "And this," said David, "the Lord made me understand in writing. By his hand upon me, all the works of this plan." Father God, as I move into some teaching, I move into some application. I pray that you are wanting us to make good decisions in our lives. It's going to take discipline. It's going to take hard work. It's going to take consistency. It's going to take change. It's going to take sacrifice. It's going to take a lot of hard work. But Lord, we have your spirit. We have your promise. We have your word. We have your plan. We have your anointing. We have your authority. We have your spirit inside of us. And so, Lord, today, help us understand what you're doing in the end times. I pray this prayer in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Spirit-filled planning. It's what I want you to leave with. Reason why discipline is so important, because we're not always motivated. Amen. Reason why discipline is so important is because we're not always motivated. Consistency doesn't mean you're not going to fail. It just means you're not going to quit. Knowing that, you're fighting over your old habits. And old habits are hard to break. You're going to need a new standard that comes from the Lord. That's why I want to encourage all of us this morning to read Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Just read it as your study, as your understanding, as your guide, knowing what God is trying to say and trying to do. So we hear about that all the time. About preparing, preparation. It happens in time of experience and also in a place called dimension. The wisdom of God's Spirit. Take a moment. Let that soak in. We need the wisdom of God for what is going to happen next. What I love that David through the word of God and the spirit of the Lord, he got the plans together to build this beautiful temple. And then we see that he describes this beautiful temple, but what verse 19 says of chapter 28, that the planning is a process, and it's very interesting because growth in the Lord doesn't just happen. Can I say that again? Growing up in the Lord doesn't just happen. That takes place with time, with training, with guidance, with mentoring, with spiritual understanding, the ups and downs, the mistakes, growing up, understanding that the Lord is doing something in your soul, in your mind, in your life, in your family. You don't understand the entire plan. But what we do understand is that God will guide us. Amen? Amen? So here is the interesting thing about this beautiful plan. As I stated, that we notice in the scriptures that this is not the first time God did this. He did this to build the ark. He did this to build the tabernacle. So my question to all of us this morning, let's be honest with ourselves. Let's understand what he's trying to say, because he wants to guide our steps. Because it's not easy to change. It's not easy to serve God. It's not easy to be committed. It's not easy to be loyal. It's not easy to be faithful. I wish it was easy, because there are so much distractions and so much battles and so much temptation and so much things that causes us to procrastinate. But the question that I want to ask every one of you, because I had to ask myself this question. Does God reveal plans like that to people today? Does God still do the same thing? Because let me tell you why I believe he does the same thing. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same God. He don't have stepchildren. Somebody say amen. Amen. You're not adopted from another family. You've all been washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. You've been pulled out of darkness. And the struggle really is not, it's the struggle is, do I get committed? Am I going to fail? And I'm here to tell you, yes, you are. Amen? Walking for Jesus is not easy. This Parkview, whatever they change the name, is not the greatest hospital in the world. I'm going to tell you, the greatest hospital in the world is New Beginnings Church. I thought, well, people come. No, that's where you messed up. Only sick people come to the house of the Lord. Oh, wait a minute, Pastor, are you calling me sick? Time out. You were once sick. Now you're well. Now you're going to help others who were there get better, because you're all moved by the grace of God. Amen. 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 Listen. So we understand that is why the Holy Spirit is so ready. The Holy Spirit is so ready to help us plan and prepare. Listen. I just want to encourage you. I don't want to do anything else but encourage you. But I wrote this down the other day because I know it was going to minister to me and to you. And the reason why I wrote this down is because I don't want you to miss this part. And I'll close in a moment. I don't want you to miss this part. Because honestly, what you think and comes out of your mouth is either life or death, blessing or curse, fear or faith. I'm beginning to believe that a lot of Christians defeat themselves, that the enemy don't have a lot to do with it, but they blame the enemy. And really what's lacking is planning and preparing. How do I plan to win? And I wrote this down, and I thought it just made a lot of sense. Let me read it to you. It says that the Word of God is the sword of the Spirit. Well, Pastor, we all know that, right? Let me say it again. Listen, it says that the Word of God is the sword of the Spirit. Come on, say amen. Amen. You believe that, right? But it only cuts when you speak. What have you been saying lately? How you been acting lately? How you been behaving lately? What have you been doing that is causing things not to take place? And we want to blame somebody. We live in a culture that blames. But amen, this morning, we're going take responsibility for our actions, our behavior, our standards, our values. How are we going to do that, Pastor? You're going to take Matthew 5, 6, and 7, and you're going to say, God, I want you to change me from the inside out. Why? Because what's going to happen next is a couple of things that the enemy is going to come all out. All out. All the pit of hell is going to open, and they're going to come, and they're going to come after you. Now, wait a minute. Let me tell you how you're going to win. You're going to make sure they don't rob you of who you are in Christ Jesus. Come on, somebody say amen. You're not going to let them rob you. And they say, well, Pastor, I have no idea. And I say this with care and loving. That is why all that we do is amazing. All we do is powerful. But what God is doing on Wednesday night should be a big part of your planning and preparation. Pastor, I can't make it. I know you can. But there are those that do not plan or prepare. And if you're anything like me, you got to plan and prepare on Monday for Wednesday. You know why people don't show up to church on Sunday? Because they didn't plan and prepare. They thought, well, I'll get up on Sunday at 9 o'clock. And it's, and they find all the reasons why not to. And they miss another week, and then they miss another week, and they miss another week, and then they miss another week. And then you got to have the call from Dr. Aragon and says, where have you been? "Oh, Pastor, you know, I meant to go this, and then I meant to, and then I meant, and then I meant." It says, just get up and just show up for the glory of God. Amen? What's going to happen is that he's going to come against your identity. And you're going to have to rehearse it, revive it, say it, speak it, stand on it, profess, confess, have a positive attitude, whatever process you want to use. Take a moment. Just take a moment and listen to who you are in Christ Jesus. You are beloved. You're a child of God. You are delighted in him. You are washed clean. You are free. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You are adopted into the family of God. You are co-heirs with Christ. You are his righteousness. You are new. You are set apart. You are a saint in the eyes of God. You are an ambassador of Christ Jesus. You are co-laborers with the Lord. You are never alone. You are his masterpiece. You have been wonderfully made. You are bold. You are having guarantee of victory. You're holding on to a secure future. You are whole and complete and well in Christ Jesus. He's not coming after your culture. He's not coming after your personality. And he's not coming after your bad behavior. He's coming after that you don't deserve to follow Jesus. And you're going to have to stand up and say, I deserve to follow Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what he's coming after. And that is why this beautiful, great planning of the Lord, called spiritual planning, is so crucial and vital for our lives. This was not the first time. I know we have to accept our shortcomings and our mistakes and our failures and our weaknesses, that I messed up. I didn't get it right. New Beginnings would not be here today if I would have quit the first time or the 10th time or the 100th time. When the enemy say quit, when the flesh says quit, when the world says quit, when everybody says you don't got it, it's not inside of you. And when I realize it's nothing by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of God. And the next day I got up and I squared my shoulder and says, I'm try it one more time. It took 3 different foundations to make sure that New Beginnings was here for the next 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. And when the next preacher comes, they're going to take it to another level and to another place. You are preparing for the next generation. Listen, the next thing he's coming after you, I'm just warning you. I'm just telling you what God is saying, what he's telling the whole world. You're going to be the richest people in the world by wisdom and knowledge and the spiritual things of God. And you're going to be so blessed beyond measure. The windows of heaven are going to open and God's going to pour out so much blessing that you're going to have to say to God, God, please stop. I've got too much blessings. And when you say that, let me know because I can use some of your blessings. Listen. I know y'all look at me cross-eyed, and I shouldn't say all of you, one of you guys look at me cross-eyed. When I speak about money, start taking care of your money. The only book that teaches the right perspective of money is this book called the Bible. You go in the Bible, because God loves you and he'll direct you. Because if a famine comes out there, the world will fall apart, but the church of Jesus Christ will be powerful and blessed, and you will have great influence. Let me say that again. You are going to have great influence because you're understanding how God works and why he wants to build something amazing in your life. Can you say amen to that? Listen, let me close with this. Spiritual planning, spiritual preparing happens by understanding one little simple step. If you begin with this step, next week I'll give you the rest of the steps. I won't have time to give all three of them, but I have time to give you one. Somebody say one. I want to give you the first thing. Just like David got the instruction from God, got his wisdom, gave it to Solomon. Solomon, this is the way it's going to look. He put it down on paper. God's going to guide you. God's going to lead you. God's going to give you his wisdom. God's going to give you his knowledge. You're going to use faith. You're going to use surrender. You're going to submit. You're going to use submitting to God. You're going to use wonderful people around you because those wonderful people have been there, done that. They know how to get smart they didn't just get smart just to be smart. They got smart because they understand that their mistakes are there to help them get stronger and better in the things of the Lord. Here we go. Number one, this is what I want you to leave with this morning. What I want you to leave with this morning, that spirit-filled planning, focus on revealing and glorifying God's character. I want to say it again. If you're going to write it down, write it down. I want you to focus just one moment with me. That I believe that the three characteristics of spirit-filled planning, and I think we can apply this in any situation. I don't care what's going on in your life. You got to allow God to say to you, son, daughter, I want you to improve in this area. You can get better. You can get stronger. I'll lead you. I'll guide you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'm not just going to, I want you better and stronger for the things of God. I wish we would play patty cakes in church. I want to be a patty cake pastor. Oh, don't get nobody mad. Don't turn the boat over. Well, the Lord said, don't just rock the boat. Turn it over. Why? Because what's coming? And you say, well, what's coming, Pastor? What's coming is that the Church of Jesus Christ is going to have to draw the line, and they're going to have to take a stand, and they're going to hold on to the promises of God. So number one, a spirit-filled planning focus on revealing and glorifying God's character. The Bible says that Jesus said that the one important aspect of the Spirit work is to bring glory to Jesus by revealing the things of Jesus. The character of God is defined by attributes, such love, holiness, justice, and sovereignty. It is described as holy, righteous, compassionate, merciful, goodness, slow to anger, all-powerful, he's everywhere, and he's all-knowing. That right there, my friends, is where we plan, and the Holy Spirit begins to help us. The Holy Spirit will teach us how to be messengers for God. The Holy Spirit will teach us how to be ambassadors for Christ. The Holy Spirit will teach us how to be the salt and the light of the world. And the Holy Spirit will teach us to be the angel for those who need comfort and strength. And we must recognize, I'll give you just a little example, and that example in Matthew chapter 5. Let's run real quick there, so I'll give you an understanding of how to apply. All the wonderful Bible students, you're learning how to take the test right here by the preaching of the Word of God. And so here's how you apply this verse in Matthew chapter 5. I want to read this together, and I want to show you how precious the Word of the Lord is. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, we'll read it together. You are the salt of the earth. Who am I? Salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, in other words, can it be seasoned in, then it's good for nothing but to be thrown and trampled underfoot by men. In other words, if there's no influence, somebody say influence. If there's no, what do you mean by influence, Pastor? Either you are a great example or you're not a great example. Wow. Are we examples to people who need Jesus? Let's keep reading. And he says here very clearly, let the light shine before men. Verse 14, you are the light of the world. The city that is set on the hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light up a lamp and put it under the basket, but on the lampstand it goes to the light to all those who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, they may see your good works and glorifying your Father which is in heaven. We must recognize, as I close, that your life is either a positive or a negative effect. Live responsibly to bring glory to God. See, the Beatitudes describe an essential character of the kingdom citizens, but the salt and the light indicate that we are the influence to this community. Who else is going to share Jesus if it's not those who follow Jesus Christ? Amen. Okay, Pastor, I think I'm getting what you're saying. Spiritual planning. Spiritual planning happens. God, I'm going to turn my life over to you. You guide me. You lead me. Is this the right job? Is this the right relationship? Is this the right church? Is this the right person? Is this the right community? All of those come into place in your life. So this morning, I say to you, every morning, the gazelle wakes up knowing he must run faster than the lion, or it's going to die. Every morning, the lion wakes up knowing he has to outrun the slowest gazelle out there. And when the sun comes up, you better be running. Life does not reward those who sit idle. Whether you're chasing a dream, fighting just to survive, or emotions or non-negotiable things, stop waiting for a perfect condition. Stop waiting for permission. The sun is up. Start running. Start running. Just step out and begin to say, okay, God, I don't understand it all. Either do I. I'll be real to you today. All I know that God is drawing more and more people to this house because they're hungry to know God in a way that causes them to become salt and light. Spiritual planning. Let's begin to plan and to prepare for coming. And so begin to understand the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. As my worship team comes this morning, I want to ask you to bow your head and close your eyes for a moment. I just want to encourage you. I know I said a lot. I might have made sense in some areas. Other areas, maybe I did not. It's okay. You received what you needed. And I believe that what we all needed is that we have to have Spirit-filled planning. It can't be no other way. To deal with problems, we have to deal with them spiritually. To address problems, we have to deal with this spiritually. Is it an attack from the enemy, or is it just not being responsible? Is it more than that? Is it less than that? It's okay. We just know that all of us deserve to walk with the Lord the way He instructs. I know there's a lot of things going on in the world and a lot of things going on in your life. But remember, the battle is over the old habits, because God is creating new standards for us. In Matthew 5, 6, and 7, birth those standards in us. We begin to understand discipline. We begin to understand behavior, we begin to understand value, we begin to understand responsibility, we begin to understand consequences, we begin to understand that we can't be defeating ourselves by what comes out of our mouth. Let's begin to declare and proclaim who you are in Christ Jesus, that all your property and all your possessions belong to the Lord. They're a gift from God. It don't take much to lose it these days. What's going on in Nigeria and what's going on in foreign countries? Oh, Lord, if it ever comes to America, let us not be in trouble. Let us be prepared and ready. Is he the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? And somehow deep inside of whatever's going on, you've got to say to yourself, I deserve this. I deserve this. I deserve this. I deserve this. I deserve to have a house that belongs to God, a marriage that belongs to God. I deserve that my children will serve the Lord and my grandchildren will serve the Lord.
Amen.
I deserve it because God has called us to go in that direction. Nothing will be perfect. All of it will be under the grace of God, the blood of Jesus. As every head bowed and every eyes closed, and my sister Valerie begins to worship.